12. Snow Girls.
It's beautiful,
Sharon whispers as we step through the arched entranceway.
It's the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
Once inside, it is kind of nice, if you like white, because there is a lot of white. I would not want to drink anything around here that stains, like grape or cranberry juice. Although, if it's all made of snow and ice, it's probably not that hard to clean. You just scrape. The main floor seems huge. There are tons of ice corridors leading off in the distance. Off to the side, I see a dining room with an ice table and ice chairs. Off to the other side, I see an ice couch. That does not look very comfortable. The floor is hard, and I feel like I'm stepping on packed snow. It's a little slippery, though. It doesn't help that I'm wearing one boot. Ice columns are everywhere. There's even an ice mantle. On top of it is some sort of broken mirror. Actually, it looks like a mirror that was broken and then glued back together to make a mosaic. It's about twice my size.
I wonder if that has something to do with the creepy troll mare from the original story?
I'd sleep amazingly here, Sharon says. It's so cold.
I would not sleep well at all, I admit. There are not enough fuzzy socks in the world to keep my toes warm.
I wonder what the Snow Queen is like, Sharon says. I'm really hoping you're not going to meet her now, I say.
We creep a few feet more into the house. A snow staircase is up ahead. That must be what leads to the roof.
So what's our plan to defrost them? Sharon asks.
I read, somewhere that crying is the key. It melts the ice.
Us crying or them crying?
Both. In the original story, Gerda shows up, hugs Kai, and starts to cry. Her tears seep onto Kai, melting the block of ice in his heart. Then he starts to cry and melts the rest.
Do you have any onions in your duffel?
I ask Sharon.
Yuck. Who eats plain onions? That's disgusting.
They're not that bad, I say, remembering that I had to eat them during my last fairy tale trip.
Sharon skids on the ice and then steadies herself.
I guess I can always pinch you to make you cry. Maybe that will be our last resort.
Quietly and carefully, very carefully, we begin to climb the icy staircase. At the top, we see a hatch that's already opened. I step out onto the roof. Gerda, Jonah, and Kai are all building snowmen beside a frozen prince.
Jonah!
I call in a loud whisper. He looks up at the sound of his name, stares at me for a split second, and then looks away.
He doesn't recognize you, Sharon says.
I am dressed as a snowman, I say. I take a step closer to him.
Jonah! Jonah, it's me! Abby!
The truth is that even though I knew he was in a trance, I didn't really think he wouldn't recognize me. How could he not? Jonah looks back up at me. Our eyes connect. Instead of the usual black pupil in the middle of his familiar eyes, Jonah's eyes are totally white in the middle. He's a frombi. Not such a funny word now. He's staring at me as if he doesn't even know me.
Me, his big sister.
You look pretty sad, Sharon says. Are you going to cry?
You have to cry. You can melt him if you cry.
I definitely feel some prickles in my eyes, but it is hard to make myself cry.
Come on, Sharon yells. Do it! Do it!
I can't. She pinches my arm.
Ow! Did it work?
No!
Let's just get them out of here and then we'll worry about the defrosting later. We don't even know where the Snow Queen is.
Okay, come on guys, let's go. Follow me. Sharon says.
Gerda, Kai, and Jonah stare at her. They stare, but do not follow. They continue building their snowmen.
They're not coming,
Sharon whines.
I see that. Maybe let's lead them out?
I walk over and take my brother's hand. It's cold.
Hi, sweetie, I say. We have to go now.
He blinks his frombie eyes.
Ketchup,
he says.
Ketchup?
I repeat.
Ketchup,
he repeats. You want ketchup?
Ketchup. Cheetos.
I'll get you ketchup and Cheetos as soon as we get home, okay? First, we need to unfrombie you.
Flowers,
Kai says.
Games. Red shoes,
Gerda says.
Exercise.
They are being so weird, Sharon says.
I think they're saying things that make them happy, I say, and try to yank my brother's arm. Jonah, you come first, okay?
Ketchup! Cheetos!
Yes! Ketchup! Cheetos! Come inside and you'll get ketchup and Cheetos!
Hello, little friends,
the Snow Queen says, stepping up onto the roof. Her fur cape blows in the wind.
Oh, no!
Freeze, whispers Sharon.
Do not move, I tell myself. Do not move. I didn't even have a chance to put my carrot in my mouth. Sharon did, but she put it up her nose. She really, really did. And it's staying. She is much better at disguises than I am. Not only do I not have the carrot in my mouth, but the mustache taped to my chin is getting a little itchy. No, do not think of the chin. Forget I have a chin. What chin? I have no chin.
I have a chin, and it's itchy. I will not use the sticks I am holding as my pretend snowman arms to scratch my chin, even though I really want to. I will not.
Ah! The Snow Queen glides by. She doesn't give either Sharon or me a second glance. She buys our disguises. I can't believe it. Not only am I an excellent escape artist after all, but I am also a first-class snowman spy. The Snow Queen opens her arms toward Jonah, Gerda, and Kai. I expect her to say something mean, but all she says is,
"Hello again, beautiful friends. Who wants to play?"
Why does she sound friendly? All three of them smile at her. Huh? She wants to play with them? Why has she put a spell on them? Why would you cast a spell on someone you want to play with? And why is my mustache so very, very itchy? The Snow Queen holds up a bouquet of red and white flowers.
I don't have ketchup or red shoes, but who wants a flower? I grow hellebores in the atrium. They bloom beautifully in the snow. Kai, I know you love flowers.
Seriously? Hellebores? Jonah was right. I'm sad he's not aware enough to rub my face in it.
Oh no, Sharon whispers. I'm allergic to flowers.
Hold it in,
I whisper back.
Chew!
An epic sneeze echoes over the roof and through the mountains. The carrot shoots out of Sharon's nose and hits the Snow Queen on the back of her leg. The Snow Queen whips her head around.
Uh-oh,
Sharon says, and then adds,
run!